Here's Acting World Outlook Board Chair Seth Meyer.
For world cotton production, obviously looking forward to the 2014-15 crop year, we've got an increase in world production of 500,000 bales. We've got an increase in the U.S. production of 1.5 million bales, offset by some declines in production elsewhere.
Now, those countries being India, Australia, and Brazil.
But we also have an increase in beginning stocks for the 14-15 crop year because we've got a bit higher production in Brazil for the 13-14 crop and a little bit lower Chinese consumption as well, too, which means our supplies going into the 14-15 crop year are larger than we anticipated by 1.6 million bales.
And then after that world increase in production of 500,000 bales?
And also anticipated softening demand from China based on uncertainty for those millers with respect to policy. That's part of the decline in world consumption in 14-15. And so we expect to exit the 14-15 crop year with 3 million more bales than we did last month.
So Meyer explains the reason behind the increase in cotton supplies.
We had an increase from farmer intentions in March. The acreage report on June 30th showed an increase of 270,000 additional acres that were planted to cotton. That's the planted area increase we see in the balance sheet this month. But along with that is a larger 950,000 acre increase in harvested area. And so how can harvested area rise more than planted area? It's because we've reduced abandonment in that Texas area, in that Texas region. Now, that Texas region has had large variation in abandonment historically. We're still early in the crop season, so this is a change, but there's still a chance for movement in these crop numbers because although they've been getting timely rains for the crop that is in the ground, they have deficient subsoil moisture from the last three growing season. So they're getting that rain they need for immediate use. Should that rain stop, they have nothing to fall back on. But so far, they've been getting the rain they need.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.